AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Former President Trump pleaded not guilty in federal court in Miami today, where he was arraigned on dozens of criminal charges over his handling of classified material. CBS's Stephen Portnoy is outside the courthouse.
The proceeding lasted about 45 minutes. Former President Trump sat looking sullen, arms folded, as Magistrate Judge Jonathan Goodman took a not guilty plea from Trump's attorney. The former president was released on his own recognizance and does not have to turn in his passport. The only condition Judge Goodman applied was a restriction prohibiting Trump from talking about the case with his body man or certain witnesses that prosecutors will identify.
Trump later hit a famous Cuban restaurant where he thanked supporters and blasted his indictment.
We have a country that's got no borders. We have a country that's got nothing but problems. We're a nation in decline, and then they do this stuff. And you see where the people are. We love the people, and you see where they are. You see the crowds.
He's now headed to New Jersey for a political fundraiser. In New York, author E. Jean Carroll's amending her defamation lawsuit against Trump.
I'm Matt Piper. The amendment is for the writer's original lawsuit to include comments he made at a CNN town hall just a day after he was found guilty of sexually abusing and defaming her.
What kind of a woman meets somebody and brings them up, and within minutes you're playing hanky-panky in a dressing room? Okay?
Trump had argued that the case should be dismissed because the jury found that he had not raped her.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is pledging federal support to get I-95 back up in Philly.
We're going to continue to be here every step of the way for as long as it takes, with both financial backing and any other technical support that's needed.
Crews plan to demolish the remaining piece of the highway later tonight. Denver Nuggets fans are celebrating the team's first ever NBA championship.
Man, I've been a fan for 20 years, man. This has been amazing.
We did it!
But celebrations were cut short last night in downtown Denver, where 10 people were shot during a suspected drug deal. Three people were banned from the White House for going topless during a big Pride Month event on the South Lawn over the weekend. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
The behavior was simply unacceptable. We've been very clear about that. It was unfair to the hundreds of attendees who were there to celebrate their families.
A transgender activist had pulled down her dress while standing next to two shirtless men. Pulitzer Prize-winning author Cormac McCarthy has died at 89. He was best known for books like The Road and No Country for Old Men, which later inspired the Coen brothers' film. It won several Oscars, including Best Picture back in 2007. McCarthy's family says he died of natural causes at his home in New Mexico. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ray Magliazzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. More than 130,000 car accidents occur in Wisconsin each year. If you're in an accident and experience any injuries or losses caused by another, you may be entitled to compensation. Gingras Thompson & Wachs has over 35 years of experience in handling car accident cases. Their team of personal injury attorneys is dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Knox. GTWLawyers.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, June 14th. In Wood County, the City of Wisconsin Rapids Police and Fire Commission will meet at 7:30 a.m. in the first floor conference room at City Hall. They will discuss the monthly report and activities of the police and fire departments with each department chief. The Wood County Traffic Safety Commission will meet at 10:30 at the Highway Department Conference Room in Wisconsin Rapids. The Wastewater Treatment Commission meeting will take place at 1:30 at the Wastewater Treatment Plant Conference Room. Waterworks and Lighting Commission will hold their regular meeting at 2 in their conference room. In Portage County, the Housing Authority Board of Commissioners will meet at 4. In Adams County, the Public Safety and Judiciary Committee will meet at 9 at the Adams County Courthouse. The Land Advisory Committee will meet from 2 to 3:30 at Strong's Prairie Town Hall. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 52 tonight under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun again. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 82. Chance for scattered storms. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 54. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
I am Maggie Dawn, and this is the Maggie Dawn Show here on Civic Media. You can listen to my show on your local Civic Media affiliate, but always on the app. We're going to be on Spotify, I think, in about a day. My Facebook site will be up. I'll be twitting or tweeting or whatever that stuff is with some help from my friends, including my man, Evan. Thanks for being with me again today, my friend.
Always, always. Wouldn't miss it.
Well, I wouldn't be here without you. So we're a pair, aren't we? So I wanted to start today. I know Dom and Krute were talking about the fundraising blast email that was sent out by the state GOP, and I want to talk about that a little bit, but from a slightly different angle, and that is, what is going on with news in this country? And I don't claim to be a journalist. I'm a lawyer who shares some thoughts on things with folks that are kind enough to tune in. But we all know what's been happening in newsrooms and with newspapers. And that is that so many of them have been shutting down. News isn't equally available. And when I say news, I don't mean Fox News, the commentariat, or MSNBC. I don't even mean what I do specifically. What I mean is folks that have gone to journalism schools and understand the ethics that apply to journalists, who understand how sources work and how you need multiple sources, particularly with really breaking news, that have editorial teams and fact checkers, that kind of news. Because this is now a pattern. The Los Angeles Times just last week announced that it would reduce its newsroom staff by 13%, just a month after it celebrated winning not one but two Pulitzer Prizes. Last month, Vice, a company that I think a lot of us thought was kind of the future of news, filed bankruptcy protection. BuzzFeed, also a Pulitzer Prize winner, they've shuttered. Insider slashed its staff by 10% earlier this year, and its journalists are on strike. Hundreds of journalists from Gannett, which was sort of on par with USA Today in terms of news conglomerates, also had a short strike last week after years of budget and staffing reductions. And we've seen similarly major cuts at WAPO, New York Times, even the Wall Street Journal, but also places like MTV News closed its doors. It was a news outlet that appealed for folks in my generation born in the late 70s. There was news reported on MTV News, and it reached young people. Very few people I know still get their news in a hard copy newspaper. I want to know what you, civic media folks, where do you get your news in addition to this place? Because we do commentary here. We'll read news, but we give you commentary. That's different from journalists that are giving you information. It's certainly different than investigative local journalism, the kind that exposed the Catholic Church from the Boston Globe years ago. The kind that hold local governmental officials accountable. And as you've heard me say many times, that your local government is the thing that impacts your quality of life in the greatest way. So civic media folks, where do you get your news from? Are you still getting a hard copy newspaper? If so, which? Just on Sundays or every day? 844-967-2789. I'll tell you where I get my news, right? I have online subscriptions to the Wall Street Journal, the LA Times, the Chicago Trib, the New York Times, and the Washington Post. It's a lot of news I'm reading, but I do it all online, which means I have to take it upon myself to search out some of the more conservative commentary. That's one of the reasons that I subscribe to the Wall Street Journal. Because we create echo chambers. If we're curating our own news bubbles, right? We only hear the things that we want to. That's why I applaud some of our conservative listeners, even when they just want to stir the pot with us. I applaud that. You're listening to different information. So not only have we curated these news bubbles, but for the average person, I think good quality journalism is becoming more and more expensive and out of reach. Most of those big papers, right, you pay now. Otherwise, you get what, like 3, 6, 10 articles free? But eventually, you pay. If I'm poor folk, I'm not shelling out part of my like paycheck to paycheck money to pay for the New York Times, even if I found it to be really interesting and engaging. And this is really what is concerning to me. It used to be, and this goes back to the sort of early 1800s, that the concept of the penny paper came about. Newspapers didn't used to be a penny back in the 1830s and 1840s. They were about 6 to 7 cents, which was generally too expensive for most people. So what a couple of business people figured out was, hey, people will buy this if it's interesting and engaging and if it's cheap enough. But news isn't cheap anymore. Even if you do it in just mainline Fox News all day or MSNBC, if that's your deal, you got to have cable for that. And the time to watch it. So to me, it was really weird to hear about the GOP sending this fundraising email complaining about civic media. Right? Because radio remains one of the freely accessible outlets for both news and then the attending commentary. And this is so important in this moment. This isn't about canceling or anything like that. I saw this weird talk today advertised, oh, let's talk about cancel culture. Is it reasonable accountability or is it stifling dissent? I was like, do we need to get past this? Especially if you're on the left. The idea should be that there are some places where almost any speech is okay. Now, we've all understood that there are limits to speech. Most of us are familiar with the Supreme Court jurisprudence going back many, many years that you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. And we need to think about what those modern analogies are. But news should be very deeply reported. It should be reported from all sides of the political spectrum. And I don't mean that the journalist has a political bend. I mean that they're reporting news about the left and the right and criticizing and holding accountable and testing the facts as those that stand to gain from our engagement, put them forward. So when the GOP sends out an email that says, give us money because now civic media exists, that concerns me because they're targeting one of the last remaining free outlets for news and political commentary, and that is the radio. Why is the premise that only the right has a right to the radio waves? Aren't you trying to cancel us? Me? You? But what they're really trying to do is say that not every viewpoint should be equally available to people. That you shouldn't be able to turn on your radio dial and hear a left or a centrist perspective. There's something like 81 radio stations across this state that basically have conservative commentary. So civic media has a few now, and that's a problem? And then you don't allow us to attend your convention so we can talk about it? I mean, this is very bizarre to me. What it's, again, when you think about what Sinclair Media has done and some of these other large media conglomerates, and Sinclair Media, if you're not familiar, I suggest a Google, but they're a national media conglomerate that's basically bought up all kinds of local TV and radio and newspapers, but really a big focus on local TV stations. And they frankly give copy that's rooted in Republican talking points to all of their local TV anchors. There's some really interesting montages where folks are cut together from Sinclair outlets saying the same talking points. And then those that actually do journalism and fact check show that what they're saying isn't true. It's a framework on facts, but it's a framework that clearly shows favoritism towards the right, and that's on the local TV news. So I still don't understand how the GOP can be alleging that somehow civic media is silencing political discussion or news. Yeah, you change formats in radio stations. That happens all the time. That's like any day that ends in Y. There's nothing new there. So this is silencing? I don't get that. It's disturbing to me. What they're objecting to is the continued efforts to ensure that information is available equally to folks of all income levels. If you are on the line, hang on. If you want to join us, 844-967-2789. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is The Maggie Dawn Show.
The same fake story.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The Wisconsin Rapids area will host the 18th Annual Cranberry Blossom Festival June 15th through the 18th, 2023. Join us as we celebrate our blossoming community with 25 events for the whole family, including a carnival, live music, arts, a parade, and more. Known for our rich cranberry heritage and special events, the four-day event highlights and supports outstanding groups in our community. Traditional favorites include the Berry Fest Raffle, the Dairy Berry Breakfast, Cinema Under the Stars, Kids Fishing, Arts and Crafts, Parade, and the Duck Derby. For more information, visit blossomfest.com or check out their Facebook page.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Walpole Pawn area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio.
You are listening to Rafters
FM.
Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College. You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
The Rafters and the Chinooks meet today on this Tuesday evening where it is rainy and cold, but these two teams are alive and they are getting set here in just about 13 minutes. And good evening, everybody. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM. Well, the Rafters completed an amazing victory last night. They won 5-4 in extra innings off of, well, Ty Johnson having an RBI that sent Jorge Degatti home. And then the Rafters were able to get down the Chinooks on their couple of batters and take the victory, as it was a back-and-forth game. They were down 3-0 early in that game. They had four runs in the top of the sixth inning to get themselves back where they needed to go, and they were out hit 7-5 yesterday, but they found some rhythm and they found a way to win that game. As today it's going to be a little bit different. The conditions are worse than yesterday in what is a rainy, cold day. It's been raining all day here at Capco Park, but the Rafters are going to go with Nick Polson, the left-hander, going to be getting the start on the mound out of the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Brandon Rogers will be getting the start back at right field. He'll be leading off, as Chris Conniff will be coming in second at second base, and Garrett Broussard will be coming in third at shortstop. So Broussard at shortstop, Gurevich at first base, he'll be batting fourth. Ty Johnson will be batting fifth. He'll be playing center field today. Matt Olive will be DHing again, the Valparaiso product. He'll be batting sixth. And Logan Hugo back in the lineup once again. He'll be batting seventh. And then Jorge Degatti, the Indiana product, batting eighth. And then Levi Jensen rounding out in the nine hole. He'll be playing the catcher today. As for the Chinooks, they're going with Cody Ball, who got the start against the Rafters on opening day where he got the win. So he's a guy that's already accumulated six strikeouts. And Gabe Ressler will be getting the start back on leading off position. He'll be at the shortstop. And Joey Spence at the catcher position. And Tag Gollert batting third. Adam Kootway fourth. Will Johannes fifth. Josh Overbeek sixth. And then Andy Nelson batting seventh, DHing. And then batting eighth for them, Drew Townsend, the center fielder. And then rounding out in the nine hole, a guy that had decent success against the Rafters, Sam Meadenbauer, batting a .320 with five RBIs. He'll be in the nine hole. Rafters in their cranberry tops with the black leggings. As for the Chinooks, they're in their all-white uniforms with the white tops, the blue logos on the front and back, and the white leggings. So these two teams getting set here in just a moment. Raptors are looking to sweep the Chinooks and once again sweep another team because they've been doing that so recently. They are going to need to continue to play at their level of baseball, have excellent pitching as they did yesterday, and which guys that were able to buy in, and Drake Fries was one of those guys. He had a good day on the mound yesterday. So multiple different guys came in. Blake Barker came in towards the end to able to get that win in the top of the 10th inning. So finding out their keys to success and bringing in guys like Jorge Degatti, who was able to get the winning run off of a Ty Johnson RBI through center field. So Trevor Joe, the manager for the Chinooks, back at the helm, his first year. As for the Raptors, Kirk Schreider in his third season. And the Raptors looking to get a what would be an excellent victory. They are 9-5, looking to go 10-5 on the season. And they've started to come on. And they're going to do so with excellent pitching and guys at Nick Paulson ready to go. He's had 5 strikeouts in 4 games. Wisconsin Stevens Point product out of Balsam Lake, Wisconsin, the left-hander. Out of 7 innings pitched as well and 10 hits in 4 runs. So a guy with a 3.68 ERA who's pitched in multiple different games, as I said, against multiple different teams with Wausau, Green Bay, and pitching against Green Bay twice and Wausau twice. So he was able to, his team went 2-2 in those games. So a guy that had most of his innings against Green Bay with 2 innings pitched. The Chinooks, on the other hand, Cody Ball, a product who got the start on opening day against the Raptors, and the Drury University product, the rising redshirt sophomore out of Lee Summit, Missouri, had 6 inning pitch, 6 strikeouts, and also picked up the win. So a guy that has had success against the Raptors. And just moments away here, rain is coming down, and we're just about 8-9 minutes away from first pitch here on WFHR. Don't go away. We'll take a quick step aside. We'll be back in a moment.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local. I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
National anthem coming up here at Capco Park. So Raptors and Chinooks about 5 minutes away. So we're going to take a quick step aside after the national anthem. First pitch coming up here just shortly here on WFHR.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Center Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROInstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Back here at Moonlight Grand Field in Capco Park as, well, the staff removing the tarp over the mound. And it's an all-turf field here, but the mound is dirt, so have to keep the pitcher's mound in check because the rain is continuing to come down here just off of Lake Michigan here in Mequon, Wisconsin. So, as I said, the Chinooks with their lineup, Cody Ball, will be getting the start on the mound. The left-hander who had a day against the Rafters on opening day. He allowed 6 runs, but a guy that really was on top of it. And Joey Spence will be getting the start at catcher. Sam Meidenbauer at first. Josh Overbeek at second. Tag Gollert at third. Gabe Rossler at the shortstop position, a guy that had a big day yesterday on the batting side. So he'll be slotted in at the 6. Will Johannes will be put in at left field. Drew Townsend at center. And Adam Cootway, the trustworthy right fielder. Chinooks getting set here as Cody Ball will be getting the start. And the due up for the Rafters is Brandon Rogers, Chris Conniff, and Garrett Boussard. So Rogers yesterday, well, he was a guy that struggled, you know, to say the least. He was 0-for-4. He had one run, was walked once, and struck out twice. So looking to have a little bit better day than he did yesterday, but Rogers back in the leadoff position. Batted in the 9-hole for a lot of games this year, but has come on since and has been put in the leadoff spot. He'll be getting that start. He had a run yesterday, was able to get on base and also able to acquire a run, so a much-needed run for the Rafters as they went on to win 5-4. So Rogers will be getting the start. Chris Conniff will be coming in second, who had a big day as well yesterday. He went 2-for-4, batting a 3.87 with one run and a walk. He also had a strikeout as well. So Rogers coming in, and we are set here to go from Lakeshore. Brandon Rogers thanking the umpire and shaking his hand and stepping in, the right-hander. So Rogers on Cody Ball, the lefty, Ball, first pitch on the way as Rogers pops one up into shallow right field. Coming under it and making the grab is Adam Kootway for the first out. So first pitch of the game results in a flyout. As Rogers, decent contact, wasn't able to see that ball go past. So Chris Conniff, threw up, a guy that batted 500 yesterday, 2-for-4. He's batting a 387. Conniff out of Wagner College, an all-Northeastern Conference team selection as he sees a ball down low, 1-0. Struck out as well, but still managed to get two hits on four at-bats as an inside pitch from Ball. Two balls and no strikes. Conniff slotted in at second base today as a 2-0 swing and a miss outside for a strike, 2-1. Conniff, the left-hander, very reliable when you need him as a 2-1 curveball comes across the plate for a strike, 2-2. So Ball has done well to fight back in this count. The Drury University product. Kick sets and serves the 2-2. Down low, Conniff tipped it on the right side, but he strikes out swinging. So two down for the Rafters. And this brings up Garrett Broussard. And Broussard also had a tough day yesterday. He went 0-for-4, batting a 179. And also had an RBI and a strikeout. Two down here, top of the first. Ball comes set, throws across the plate for a strike, 0-1. So Ball on Conniff after he went two straight balls. Finds with three strikes as the 0-1 as swinging a grounder that bounces into the third baseman of Gollard. The throw across the diamond on a one-hop bounce skips in the glove of Meenbauer for the third out. So the Chinooks have a 3-up and 3-down inning as we head to the bottom of the first here on WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the first we go as coming set and first up to bat for the Chinooks will be Gabe Rossler. Who went 2-for-5 yesterday with an RBI. So a guy that's had some success against the Rafters. He'll be faced off against Nick Paulson, the Wisconsin Stevens Point product, who's getting ready to get going. The left-hander, 7 3/3 innings pitched with 10 hits, 4 runs, a walk, and he's had 5 strikeouts on a 3.68 ERA. So Paulson making his 5th appearance against Wrestler. So Wrestler, Spence, and Gollert will be due up to lead off here in the bottom of the first for the Chinooks. Paulson, the left-hander, sets and serves on the outside for a strike, 0-1. Gets in the count early, ahead in the count. Coming set and serving on the 0-1. 1-1. So 1-1 count here. As the 1-1 check swing coming across, didn't fully, 2-1. 2-1 count. Paulson sets and serves again. Upstairs for a strike, 2-2. 2-2 count. Gabe Wrestler out of Madison College was tied for first on the most hits yesterday as he had 2-for-5 as swinging and a bouncer over to the third baseman. Degatti fields it in the glove. The throw over to first is not in time. As Wrestler did an excellent job of using his speed and getting the first. Starts with a leadoff single. That's what hurt the Rafters yesterday. Those leadoff singles and doubles, which really put him in a tough position early as Joey Spence threw up. Out of Notre Dame. Spence went 0-for-4 yesterday, but he was walked and struck out. And his first pitch comes in for a ball, 1-0. Rafters weren't able to get any hits really till the 6th inning yesterday as it slowed down as Paulson throws for a strike, 1-1. One ball, 1-1. The 1-1. Curveball outside for a ball, 2-1. Nick Paulson down on the count. As leading off at first is Wrestler, the 2-1. Swinging a miss outside for a strike count. Evens up at 2 apiece. So nobody down here. Bottom of the first. Lead-off single from Wrestler. He leads off at first and then decides to seal. The throw from Jensen over the shortstop, Broussard, and the tag out is there. Excellent play from Levi Jensen. Throws a dart over to second base, and they're now one down as Wrestler gets tagged out, stealing second. So full count here with one out. Paulson will come set and serve down low as a ground ball hits on the right field line in foul territory. Spence, who hasn't been able to record a hit yet, has the full count, swinging a pop fly on the left field side. Running under it is Degatti, who reaches out and makes the grab for the second out. So 2 down for the Rafters. As Tag Gollert due up, who also went 2-for-5 and had a big double as well. Struck out and was part of a double play. So Gollert out of Missouri State, batting at 250, will come set as Paulson serves on the outside. A bit low for a ball, 1-0. Two outs, 1-0. The 1-0 from Paulson, swinging a driven ball on the left field side, out in foul territory. One count. The serve from Paulson, right across the plate for a strike, 1-2. So 2 down, Chinooks have a hit. Rafters were able to get out. Wrestler stealing second. As coming across the check swing, didn't Foley come across for a ball. So three balls. Excuse me, two balls, two strikes. 2-2 count. Paulson sets and serves outside, swinging a ground ball over to the third. Degatti dives for it, but Broussard gets it over and throws the first, but way not in time as Gollert takes first. So another base hit. That's two hits for the Chinooks here with two down. Adam Cootway, the right fielder, up out of the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. No balls, no strikes, two outs. The leadoff from Gollert. As Paulson comes set, delivers inside for a strike. 0-1. Paulson looks at first and then serves in as ball foul tipped on the backside. 0-2. So Nick is up in the count early. Two down here. Two hits for the Chinooks. Wrestler got the first and was tagged out at second, trying to steal the base. The 0-2 from Paulson, swinging a miss outside, but just foul tipped it into the glove of Jensen. So this count stays at 0-2. Two outs. Paulson comes set and serves the 0-2 upstairs for a ball, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. The 1-2. Swinging a ball popped into shallow right center. And reaching out and making the grab is Brandon Rogers, the right fielder. So the Rafters get to three outs. They allow two hits but no runs as we head to the top of the second. Score is 0-0. We'll be back in a moment.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. By the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 52 tonight under partly cloudy skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Sunshine. Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball.
Will come set. The Rafters not able to get a hit as the Chinooks had a 3-up and 3-down inning as ball throws a ball down low, 1-2. 1-2 count, Jack Gervich. As he fouls one on the backside behind home plate into the stands. Gervich had a day yesterday. He went 1-for-4, but he had a run and a double. Had two RBIs. Gervich sees the 1-2 from ball as he sets and serves inside as he pops one back behind home plate on the left side. 1-2 count still. Ball comes set. And serve the 1-2. Outside for a ball 2-2.
Two-two count.
Chinooks have two hits. Rafters don't have any as the 2-2 comes inside for a curveball just a bit on the right edge. So three balls and two strikes. 3-2 count. Here the first batter, Jack Gervich. The 3-2. Outside for a ball. So Gervich will see ball number four. He'll take first. And the first runner on the game for the Rafters is a San Diego product, Jack Gervich.
Ty Johnson
due up. And a guy that had a big day yesterday. Went 2-for-4 with a run in RBI and a walk. Had the winning RBI in the top of the 10th where he hit a ground ball through the second base gap into center, which allowed Degatti to get home. As ball comes inside and throws a strike 0-1. Cody Ball looks at first, the leadoff from Gervich. Sets and serves the 0-1. Inside, Johnson swung at it low and is down on the count 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Oh, and two count, the serve as Johnson flies one back towards center, heading back, and coming under it is the catch for Drew Townsend, the center fielder. Johnson, he's had a lot of those this year where he's drove a ball out into center but hasn't been able to see it drop. As Matt Olive is due up. Out of Valparaiso. So Olive out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, a DH today. So Gervich still stands at first. Ball will come set and serve as he checks over to first. So Gervich sliding safe. Ball sets, serves inside for a curveball, and he sees a strike 0-1. No balls, one strike. Ball digs in and serves as a broken bat and a grounder over the shortstop wrestler, and the throw to first is on time for the first out. And sliding to second was Gervich, but a broken bat that splits in half from Matt Olive.
The left fielder,
Logan Hugo due up. Hugo, a guy that has been good at times, but he struggled behind the plate. Just hasn't found quite his rhythm. He's been streaky. And, well, Logan Hugo, a guy that's batting a 194, 7 hits on 36 at-bats, as Eastern Michigan product sees inside for a ball 1-0. So two down here. Gervich stands at second. First time the Rafters have had a runner in scoring position all game. Two outs, ball glances at second. Once again, and serves the 1-0. Swing and a miss backside. Foul tipped. Just barely on the right side. A 1-1 count. Logan Hugo slotted in at left field today. Two down, top of the second. Gervich stands at second as the 1-1. Swinging a driven ball that drops into the right center gap. Rounding third, heading for home is Gervich. Hugo gets to second and then goes to third, has the throw over, and he slides safe. A triple there for Logan Hugo. Raptors take a 1-0 lead. Logan Hugo RBI. He's done it again. As him and Gollard having some words with each other after the play, Hugo's helmet falls off while doing so. But what a play there for Logan Hugo. Pulls the ball into right center. Gervich gets home, and the Raptors take a 1-0 lead here at the top of the second. With the second run 90 feet away, Jorge Degatti, the Indiana product. Ball comes set and serves as Degatti drives one up into the right center gap. Hugo gets home. Degatti is running to the second. By the time he gets there, he gets tagged out. Bad base running there from Jorge Degatti. But two-run score for the Raptors as we head to the bottom of the second. Raptors 2, Chinook 0. We'll be back in a moment.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 52 tonight under partly cloudy skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms, highs level off around 82. Chance for scattered storms, tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 54, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Leading off the bottom of the second for the Chinooks. 43, Will Johannes.
Bottom of the second we go as Will Johannes is due up for the Chinooks, but the Raptor is able to get two runs off of an RBI from Logan Hugo and Jorge Degatti. Degatti got out at second. Some questionable base running for him, but by that time, he rounded first and Hugo got home. So 1-0 count here for Paulson. He sets and serves as a line drive goes into center field and drops before Johnson can get there. So a leadoff single for the Chinooks here in the bottom of the second. That's the Chinooks' third hit of the game. Josh Overbeek two up, a guy that went 0 for 3 yesterday with a run. He was walked and struck out. So Overbeek slotted in at second base today. Out of Cisco Junior College. Leading off is Johannes at first as Paulson comes set and throws a ball 1-0. Raptors take an early 2-0 lead after yesterday the Chinooks were in front 3-0. early in that game. So Rafters playing ahead and staying instead of playing behind as of now. Two balls, no strikes. Johannes to lead off at first. Paulson will come set. The 2-0. Inside for a strike, 2-1. Each team with two hits as the 2-1. Swinging a